The government has a right to move squatters who are occupying land that's owned by others, including the state. The problem is that with the way that these evictions are done, people are not given any warning. In this case, the security forces swooped in the early morning, helicopters, military forces, and really caused panic in the community and started bulldozing and demolishing homes without giving any warning to people, without giving them a chance to collect their belongings, organize their move, and unfortunately also without giving them any alternative shelter or services. So the way that this and other evictions have been carried out is extremely problematic from a human rights point of view.
How should these types of evictions take place?
There are very clear standards for how evictions should be conducted under international law. There's the need for advance warning, you know, adequate notice to people to be able to organize themselves. In some cases, compensation, for example, if homes are going to be bulldozed or possessions are going to be lost. And certainly there's a need to make sure that people have access to shelter and services, because what's happened with this community, and this is not unusual, is that they've basically been moved to another area that doesn't even have running water. So people are in quite a desperate situation. You know, the second major problem with the event is that the security forces have cracked down extremely harshly on this community when people protested. You can imagine that, especially with the way that these evictions were done, people were very upset about, you know, having bulldozers arrive in the early morning and start demolishing their homes. So where people were complaining, even peacefully complaining, they've been arrested. And we've documented a minimum of 40 people arrested, and it's likely to be considerably more. We think it may be well over 100 people who've been arrested and detained.
It is my understanding that Angolan authorities said that they did provide a number of vehicles to transport the residents as well as their personal property away from the informal settlement area. You all have been talking with residents, and what are the residents saying about this?
Well, people are saying that they were completely surprised and that they are in desperate conditions. I mean, it's become a little bit of a story in Angola. A delegation from the opposition party, UNITA, apparently tried to access this community this past Saturday, the 23rd, and they were denied access. They were actually bringing food and water and were denied access even to distribute the goods that they brought to the community.
How many people were involved in this eviction?
We believe it was about 5,000 people in this particular community. But, you know, it's important to note that this is not a rare or unusual incident. I mean, there's been a pattern of evictions, forced evictions, over the last 10 years at least. You know, part of the issue here is that during the war and since, there's been a lot of migration, of course, to Luanda. And Luanda, Angola's capital, is a city that has expanded with population and where the government's record of providing services to people, providing shelter, is very, very poor. It's one of the reasons why you do have a number of settlements of people who are living around the city, you know, who don't have land title, who don't own the property, the area that they're residing on.
At this point, what will these people do? Where will they go? Will they just move to another city and set up another informal settlement?
Probably some people will just merge into other neighborhoods in Luanda. It's unlikely that they would move to other cities. I mean, Luanda is really a magnet because that's where the bulk of the employment is, such as it is. I mean, many of the people who live in these settlements and squatter areas are employed in the informal sector. You know, they're street traders and so on because there are no jobs. This is a multifaceted problem. And the main concern, I think, is that the government, you know, needs to be addressing it in a way that really respects people's rights as opposed to compounding the abuses against them.
In addition to organizations like yours bringing to light this type of problem, what else can be done, especially given the fact that some of these people are in prison? What can be done to help them?
Well, this is a real concern. It's not only that they were in prison, but they were also imprisoned and sentenced in some cases in sort of in trials that were incredibly speedy, where they don't seem to have had access to legal counsel. The trial processes itself were unfair. For many of these cases, we would say that the government really needs to release some of these people immediately, stop arresting people for protesting over these kinds of issues. I mean, this is a wider problem, actually, the issue of arrests and detentions of protesters. It's a much bigger concern in Angola that affects a number of different issues. It's a bigger problem with freedom of expression.